California holds its health insurance debate even as Congress and President Bush head for a showdown on health care. In Washington, the issue is insurance coverage for children. Unless they can reach an agreement in the next week and a half, the popular state children's health insurance program, known as SCHIP, will expire. But as NPR's Julie Robner reports, the political disputes over the program only seem to be getting wider.
In August, the House and Senate each passed bills that would renew and expand the SCHIP program for 5 years. The more bipartisan Senate bill would add $35 billion to the program. The larger House bill called for a $50 billion increase. Now House and Senate Democratic leaders and key Senate Republicans have reached a compromise, says House Democratic Caucus Chairman Rahm Emanuel.
We basically took the Senate $35 billion, but added to it the House provisions like kids get dental care, which they don't have today. Kids get mental health benefits that they don't have today. So those were the things that the House brought to the table. The Senate brought their $35 billion structure, and it is going to garner bipartisan support.
But there's still a big problem. President Bush is all but certain to veto the bill, says Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt.
The president has made clear he wants to have SCHIP reauthorized, but he wants it to be focused on low-income children, and neither the House or the Senate bill focus on low-income children. They basically focus on giving children in well-off families access to government-paid health insurance.
The biggest issue is deciding where to set the income cutoff for government help. Right now, that's primarily up to the states. New Jersey covers kids and families with incomes as high as $60,000 for a family of three. State officials say that's because the cost of living is so high in New Jersey that $60,000 doesn't buy that much. But the Bush administration has already taken steps to cut back New Jersey's eligibility level and that of nearly two dozen other states. Leavitt says the president is also prepared to defend that policy with a veto pen if necessary.
We believe we ought to be meeting the needs of poor children before we meet the needs of well-off children, that if there's a limited amount of money, we ought to have poorer children be first in line.
But the administration has moderated its position somewhat. Earlier in the year, it wanted Congress to not just renew the children's health program, but also to make sweeping changes in the tax treatment of all health insurance. Now, says Leavitt, he'd like Congress just to extend the current program temporarily while negotiations continue.
We think that's a rational way to approach it. Let's just extend it for a period of time, be it short or long, but then give us some time to work our differences out.
That was the plea from some conservative House Republicans, too. Yesterday, they offered a bill that would renew the existing program for 18 months. Nathan Deal of Georgia says congressional Democrats are simply trying to embarrass the president by sending him a bill they know he won't sign.
The immediate issue is that in 11 days, the program will expire. It is time for Democrats to stop playing a political game of chicken with the White House as to whether or not these children are going to have health insurance.
But not all Republicans agree. The original Senate bill passed with 68 votes, including 18 Republicans. That's enough to override the promised veto. The original House bill got less Republican support because it included controversial Medicare provisions that have now been dropped. Illinois Republican Congressman Ray LaHood says that will make next week's vote more attractive to some of his moderate House colleagues.
I think if, as Republicans, we could get 20 to 30 Republicans to vote for the bill, I think that sends a strong message to the White House that this is an important enough piece of legislation, that health care is important for children, that the Congress was willing to compromise on this. And that because of the compromise, that the White House ought to be willing to look at this in a compromising way, and that because of the number of Republicans, the president is at least willing to listen to those of us who are going to vote for it.
The House vote is tentatively set for Tuesday. A final Senate vote needed to send the measure to President Bush should follow later next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.